Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Daily tip on a BetMGM Network, and it's on a Thanksgiving Junior. Oh, yeah. Thanks for being with us. It is a Wednesday. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Coming up on the show, the Longhorns face their arch rivals in Austin on Friday night, but do they have what it takes to overcome a cult? Yeah, I can't wait for that. Going back and forth on my picks here. I'm getting excited. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year because it's rivalry week, because I love college football, because you have NFL on Thanksgiving, and because it's Thanksgiving. I always get a little sad because I catastrophize a little bit, and I'm like, well, only one more month of college football, maybe like a month and a half, and it's over. I'm like, Michael, enjoy the moment, because we're only a couple weeks away from bowl season, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the college football playoff, where we have 12 teams competing, which is awesome as well. But I do think, low-key, this is one of the best sports weeks, like, in general, because think about it. Normally, we have Saturday and Sunday, but this week we get Feast Week for college hoops. So we've had good college basketball games all week long. And then on Thursday, we get three Thanksgiving Day games. And isn't the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving as well? And then we have rivalry games, you know, on Saturday. And we have games on Friday too, I think. Right? Like, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Like, if I was looking at the... Right? It's one of those weeks where, like, the day of the week does not matter. So it just feels like in normal weeks where, like, God, Wednesdays are the worst. And even Thursdays, it's like we get one game on Prime and it's probably going to be terrible. Gone are those days. We have all kinds of games. We have a cornucopia of things to bet on.
Ah, cornucopia. That's exactly right. That's a good word for Thanksgiving as well. The cornucopia. You know what I mean? I like to think that earlier in the show, we set the plate, and now it's time to pour the gravy all on top of all the talk that we had about the picks that we like. So let's do that and give you our weekend winners.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Let's do this. Starting in the National Football League, Dallas, Kansas City, and Big D. On a warm afternoon in Dallas, Travis Kelce and the Chiefs hope to celebrate a Thanksgiving victory with three homemade pies from Taylor Swift. Chocolate, pumpkin, and pecan. Apparently she likes to bake. That's what we learned today. D-Day put that in the chat. I'm like, yeah, I had no idea. Okay, so we did talk about this in the previous segment, but let me expand a little bit. Chiefs minus three. This number is short, and I think this is the classic market overreaction and market underreaction. So we're seeing an overreaction to the Cowboys rallying from being 21 points down against the Eagles. Great win for them. Also, Dak Prescott has been a witch at home at AT&T against NFC East opponents, but they're playing someone from the AFC. That does not hold true here. So, market overreacting a little bit to that Dallas comeback. And then, conversely, the Chiefs had to come back from 11 points down against the Colts at Arrowhead in the fourth quarter, and the market isn't giving Kansas City enough credit for that. The Colts are a really good football team. You don't want to believe it. Every time Daniel Jones has a bad game, you're going to be like, oh, there we go again. Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes. Okay, it's the Colts. The Colts are exceptional. And what I mean by that is, if you're Kansas City and you come back and get that win, you should be giving the Chiefs more credit for that comeback than they're getting. You combine those two factors, that's why I think this number is so short. The Chiefs must keep winning because they're certainly not guaranteed to have a playoff spot. They've got to get a dub here, and I think three is certainly reasonable against a Cowboys team that is incredibly inconsistent. So let's go Chiefs minus three against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I feel like Roger Goodell. I ain't letting the Chiefs lose on Thanksgiving. But again, it's against the Cowboys. That's another quote-unquote America's team, but I feel like that title is not for long. All right, so if you want to watch it, Chiefs and Cowboys kick off at AT&T Stadium, 4:30 on Thanksgiving.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so I keep looking at this line and thinking, what am I missing here? Because when you're giving the Bengals and Joe Burrow 7 points against a division rival and a Ravens team that's led by Lamar Jackson, who's nursing all kinds of injuries as well, I say to myself, this is going to be a good game. These are two division rivals in the AFC North where it feels like these games play closer to the vest. And statistically speaking, Joe Burrow has had some of his best games in the NFL against the Ravens. I understand it's not the same defense year to year, but still, Joe Burrow would not put himself in this position. He would not put himself on the field if he didn't think he was ready to roll and he was ready to give himself a chance to win. And here's the other thing. Like, Zach Taylor feels like he's kind of on the hot seat at this point, so it feels like a desperation game for the Bengals. And you could say that for the Ravens as well. When you are playing in a tight game and every single win matters for your playoff hopes and dreams, when we're talking about the Ravens, why would they keep their foot on the gas pedal? It just feels like this is one of those survive and advance games for the Ravens. And plus, they're one of the teams in the NFL who have done the worst job at sustaining leads in the fourth quarter. In fact, there is a stat with John Harbaugh blowing all these leads. So to me, 7 points feels too much. I'm going to be on the Bengals.
I think that's actually a good call. We were talking about that previously, and I think that is absolutely the way to go. Late game on Thanksgiving, 8 o'clock kick in Charm City.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. This is my grossest pick, not of the week, of the month. Oh my God. You know what that is? That's the sound of tens of thousands of people who belong to a cult, and once they get in, they never escape. Most unbearable people on the planet. Aggies. The Aggs, the Aggroids. Aggie. We say Aggie because they're just one entity. Everyone thinks the same, looks the same, talks the same. So annoying. However, Texas A&M has a great football team. Mike Elko has done a great job. And the Texas secondary is not ready for what A&M has to offer. Texas hired Dwayne Akina during the offseason as part of their defensive brain trust. It has not worked out. He is a relic from the Mack Brown era, and there is a reason why that secondary cannot stop anyone. They give up a lot of chunk play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We saw that against Georgia. We saw it in the first half against Arkansas. I think Texas A&M is going to have a lot of big plays against the Texas secondary, as much as I hate it. So I'm going to take Texas A&M on the money line, minus 130. I think they easily cover the number. The number is -2.5. It's in Austin. I would love to see Texas win this game. And what am I doing? Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's early in the morning. I've had my mind on Thanksgiving and turkey. I'm not thinking right. How can we lose to a bunch of people who think the same and dress these khaki outfits that they have? I'm surprised. I am absolutely stunned that we haven't seen the Aggies do what they always do, which is drop some game they shouldn't, because this is a team that generally wins 8 games a year and they disappoint. Oh, yeah, they've surprised us this season. Well, they got a surprise coming on Friday night in Austin, and that surprise is 2 words. Archibald Manning. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of his family. I'm ready for this secondary to have its game of the year. I'm ready for Texas to play the best game of the season and ruin the Aggies' chances of making the SEC championship game. I'm going to finish this on the nose. Texas +2.5 in Austin.
Oh, what a ride, Jinx. Ah. What a ride that was.
Whoa.
A roller coaster of emotions. And I will say I'm happy to know that now people are using Arch Manning as a part of a positive handicap and not a threat. People are like, yeah, but Arch Manning. So now the connotation has flipped a bit. But I'm hoping for you, Jinx, and I know that you are leaving the light on for your Texas Longhorns to make it in the college football playoff. And, of course, we'll be rooting for you. If you want to watch it, 7:30 Eastern kickoff in Austin on Friday nights.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, let's keep with Rivalry Week, and we're going with the Dogs in the Vandy and Tennessee matchup. So I'm going to go with the Doors getting 3 points here. And Vandy, we know, has been one of the most fun stories in college football, with Diego Pavia beating his chest and hoping for a campaign to win the Heisman. I don't think that's going to be the case, but en route to that, Vandy has been one of the best covering teams in college football, 9-2 against the number so far this season, and it feels to me that this is going to be their absolute Super Bowl. They've been running their mouths, and we know one thing, that Diego Pavia likes to back up what he's saying. And you look at this Tennessee team, and it's a team that certainly has some flaws. We've seen teams run the football against them, and I just feel like this is a Tennessee team that has been overbuild this year, and you can see that in their against the spread numbers. They are just 2-5 ATS in their last 7 games as favorites, so I don't feel like they're trustworthy favorites here, even when this game is in Knoxville. Diego Pavia ain't scared. Let's go Vandy +3.
All right, Chelsea, I am looking forward to this game. I need a Vandy loss here. I need a Vandy loss. Even though maybe they can lose and they can still cover your number, so everybody wins here. I'm hoping for Texas to move up into the college football playoff, but probably not going to happen. Regardless, if you want to see this game, the Commodores and the Vols, 3:30 start in Knoxville.
Pick six.
Pick six.
How about the big one? Unless you talk to Joel Flatt. Oh, no, this is the one he does like. He was, what was he smashing? Auburn, Alabama?
Yeah.
Ohio State, Michigan. I am taking Michigan +10. This is a very simple handicap, and the handicap is this. This is a rivalry game, okay? And sometimes the number is just too big. You're getting double digits with the Wolverines at the Big House. I understand how good Ohio State is. Ohio State is so good this season, they're just boring. And that is a great compliment. You can be number one in the country and be boring because you just roll over people, because you're out-talenting everyone, because you're trying to defend your title. That's what Ohio State does. We're just like, Buckeyes won again. Buckeyes won again. But whoever they had a problem with over the past 4 years, it is Michigan. They've lost 4 straight to the Wolverines, and all of the pressure is on the Buckeyes here. None of the pressure is on Michigan, right? They're not expected to win this game. They are the ones who have a four-game winning streak. All of the pressure is on the Buckeyes. So we'll see how Ohio State handles that going into Ann Arbor. And also, over the past few games, that Michigan run game has been really, really good. I think they can keep Ohio State on its toes enough to chew up some clock, chew up some yardage on the ground, keep this game close. Yes, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate have been banged up. They will play, but they're not 100%. So I think you take all those factors together and double digits in a game like this. Way too many points. Let's go Michigan. I think Ohio State wins by a touchdown. I like the Wolverines getting double digits at the Big House.
I think the more that I think about it, the more I'm just rooting for a lot of these games to be good. Because isn't that what makes Rivalry Week special, is when these rivalries are neck and neck, and it's not a blowout either way. So I'll be rooting for a good game. In the game, if you want to watch it, a noon kickoff at the Big House on Saturday.
Big Six.
All right, so we're sitting here at November 26th, and I have never come on this show and given out my alma mater, NC State, as a play. But this one hits different because Dave Doran does one thing, and he beats UNC. This feels like this is why he has kept a job at NC State for so long. He's 8-4 against the Heels in his career, 7-3 in the last 10. And the Wolfpack are a perfect 3-0 against the number in their last three games against UNC. I don't know if you've been following the North Carolina football program, but let me tell you, feels like there's a little drama going on with, I don't know, Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. So it just feels like a team that's kind of spinning its wheels. And NC State has played really well down the stretch. Two outright wins as underdogs against some quality competition over Florida State and Georgia Tech in their last three games. So I'm going to go with the NC State Wolfpack, my alma mater. I'm going to play it down to 6.5 because you can still get that for -138. So I'm going to do that. I think NC State can win this one by a touchdown. This is our Super Bowl. We don't beat UNC in basketball, but we can beat them in football. So let's go Pack.
I am stunned right now.
Right.
I'm stunned. We've done this show for 4.5 years. I don't know if I've ever heard you pick NC State. I don't know what to say. Are you having eggnog early? I don't understand. Let's go.
It's because they're only good against UNC in football. Like, this is our calling card. Like, this is why Dave Doran doesn't get fired, because the boosters are like, oh, well, we beat UNC. So it's the one time of year.
That's what I'm talking about, Chelsea. Finally, a pick on the Pack. Come on, next to the show. It is the weekend for almost everyone, so we're going to send you into the holiday with our favorite plays. Best bets coming your way next on the Daily Tip. It is here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.